Data received by the CCRB of complaints about police officers is in line with testimony being heard in the stop and frisk trial, Floyd versus the City of New York, in federal district court. The majority of stop and frisk complaints are in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods in Brooklyn and the Bronx, and the majority of those who filed complaints are Black or Hispanic, even though the Black population is 23% and the Hispanic population is 43% of the total New York City population. This coincides with expert testimony given at the trial by Columbia University professor Jeffrey Fagan, who says race is an indicator of who is stopped. The CCRB report makes it clear that race is also an indicator of who makes complaints about stops and frisks. The CCRB consists of 13 members, 8 selected by the mayor and police commissioner, and 5 by the city council. When the CCRB determines an officer commits misconduct, it forwards the case to the police commissioner with a disciplinary recommendation. Ray Kelly has sole discretion over discipline and the level of punishment. At the stop and frisk trial this week, we heard secret recordings of a Brooklyn commander at roll call telling officers to get out there and increase activities, make stops, issue summonses, make arrests. Despite complaints made about Commander Moriello of the 81st Precinct in Brooklyn, even though he was investigated and there's evidence he set quotas, he was never reprimanded. In fact, he was promoted. To counter criticism that the CCRB is ineffective, the body is being given subpoena power. Funding for the fiscal year 2013 will set up a 20-person prosecution unit with 12 attorneys and support staff. It's yet to be determined how this will affect stop-and-frisk complaints made by the public. And in the meantime, community activists and city council members want to pass the Community Safety Act, which calls for an independent inspector general overseeing police policy, examining systematic issues within the NYPD with subpoena power to protect New Yorkers from abuses and misconduct. The stop and frisk trial next week, more NYPD testimony and more plaintiffs in the case Floyd versus City of New York will take the stand. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.